Today, this nation takes time to remember those who paid the ultimate price while defending our freedoms. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, wrote, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants." Ever since the first patriots took up arms to secure our liberties, we have honored the memories of those who refreshed the tree of liberty with their blood. King Solomon wrote, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is reproach to any people." We pray, therefore, for righteous leaders and faithful citizens who place the good of their neighbors over personal gain. When our leaders are moral and just, the entire nation is blessed. When our leaders seek their own good over others, we all suffer. Therefore, we pray for this nation, remembering those who sacrifice themselves that others may live in freedom. Let us pray. Lord of our land and life, over 2 centuries ago, shortly before the British hanged him, the American hero Nathan Hale said he regretted he had only one life to lose for his country. Today we can see things Hale could not. We see America's flag, her history, and the democratic truth upon which she has been built. We give thanks that our country remains one nation under God. Knowing that, we proudly echo his words in saying, "I have only one life to invest in my country." The Bible says doing right exalts a nation and sin disgraces her. For that reason, we pray for America, right or wrong. When America is right, dear Lord, keep her right. Allow the good people, the God-fearing people of America, to loyally continue their vigilance and struggle for those things which are pleasing to you. And if our nation ever wanders or go wrong, dear Lord, turn her and gently bring her back into the path you would have her walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.